Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Task, Describing a Crowded Place You Visited. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about places you've visited, and one common topic is describing a crowded location. This article will provide you with valuable tips and sample answers to help you excel in this task, focusing on the topic, Describe a Place You Visited That Was Very Crowded. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand that this topic is frequently used in IELTS speaking tests. Examiners often ask about crowded places to assess your ability to describe a scene, express your feelings, and use a wide range of vocabulary related to people and places. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about crowded places. Here are a few examples. Do you like crowded places? What kinds of places are usually crowded in your city? How do you feel when you're in a crowded place? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Well, it depends on the situation. Sometimes I enjoy the buzz and energy of a crowded place, especially if it's a festive event or a lively market. The atmosphere can be quite exhilarating. However, if I'm trying to relax or concentrate on something, I prefer quieter environments. I think it's all about balance and choosing the right setting for your mood and purpose. Part 2, Long Turn. Now let's focus on the main topic. Here's a sample cue card you might receive. Describe a place you visited that was very crowded. You should say where it was, when you went there, why it was crowded, how you felt about the crowd. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about an incredibly crowded place I visited last summer, the Louvre Museum in Paris. It's world-renowned for housing the Mona Lisa and other priceless artworks, which explains why it attracts millions of visitors each year. I went there in mid-July, which is peak tourist season in Paris. The museum was absolutely packed with people from all over the world. It was crowded beyond belief, especially around the more famous exhibits. The main reason for the overwhelming crowds was the combination of summer holidays and the museum's immense popularity. Everyone wants to see the iconic masterpieces with their own eyes, and summer is when most people have the time to travel. Initially, I felt a bit overwhelmed and claustrophobic due to the sheer number of people. It was challenging to move around freely or spend time appreciating the artworks without feeling rushed. However, as I adjusted to the atmosphere, I began to appreciate the shared excitement and the fact that so many people from diverse backgrounds had come together to celebrate art and culture. Despite the crowds, the experience was ultimately rewarding. It taught me patience and made me realize the universal appeal of great art. I left feeling grateful for the opportunity to see such magnificent works, even if it meant braving the crowds to do so. Follow-up questions. How do you think crowded places affect people's behavior? Are there any benefits to visiting crowded places? Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. Crowded places can have a significant impact on people's behavior. In my observation, some individuals become more irritable and impatient in dense crowds, leading to increased stress levels and potentially aggressive behavior. On the other hand, crowds can also foster a sense of shared experience and collective excitement, particularly at events like concerts or festivals. Interestingly, crowded environments often bring out different aspects of people's personalities. Some become more assertive to navigate through the crowd, while others might withdraw and seek quieter spaces. It's also worth noting that in very crowded places, there's often a heightened awareness of personal space and belongings, as people tend to be more vigilant about their surroundings. From a psychological perspective, prolonged exposure to crowded environments can lead to mental fatigue and a phenomenon known as cognitive overload. This might result in decreased decision-making abilities and reduced empathy towards others. However, it's important to recognize that these effects can vary greatly depending on the individual's personality, the nature of the crowd, and the reason for gathering. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some examples. Why do you think some people enjoy crowded places while others avoid them? How can cities better manage crowded tourist attractions? Do you think technology can help reduce crowding in popular places? Sample answer for question 2, band 8 to 9. Managing crowded tourist attractions in cities is indeed a complex challenge that requires a multifaceted approach. I believe there are several strategies that cities can implement to alleviate congestion and enhance the visitor experience. Firstly, implementing a timed entry system could significantly reduce overcrowding. This approach, already used in some popular museums and historical sites, allows visitors to book specific time slots, distributing the flow of people more evenly throughout the day. Another effective strategy could be the use of virtual queuing systems. These systems allow visitors to join a virtual line and receive notifications when it's their turn, freeing them to explore other areas of the city instead of physically waiting in long queues. Cities could also focus on promoting lesser-known attractions to divert crowds from the most popular sites. This not only helps to reduce congestion at major landmarks, but also boosts the local economy in other areas of the city. Improving public transportation and pedestrian infrastructure around major attractions can also help manage crowds more efficiently. This might include dedicated bus lanes, expanded metro services, or pedestrian-only zones to facilitate smoother movement. Lastly, leveraging technology for crowd monitoring and real-time updates can help both city officials and visitors make informed decisions. Mobile apps providing live information on wait times and crowd levels at different attractions can help visitors plan their itineraries more effectively. By combining these approaches, cities can create a more balanced and enjoyable experience for tourists while also preserving the integrity of their popular attractions. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary accurately. Here are some key terms and phrases related to crowded places. Teeming with people. Idiom. Extremely crowded. Example. The street market was teeming with people, making it difficult to move around. Hustle and bustle. Phrase. Busy and noisy activity. Example. I love the hustle and bustle of big cities. It makes me feel energized. Packed to the rafters. Idiom. Extremely full. Example. The concert hall was packed to the rafters for the famous band's performance. Claustrophobic, adjective, uncomfortably crowded or enclosed. Example, the overcrowded subway made me feel claustrophobic. Throng, verb, a large, densely packed crowd. Example, a throng of shoppers rushed into the store when the doors opened for the sale. Elbow room, nouns, space to move freely. Example, in the crowded restaurant, there was barely any elbow room between tables. Sardine-like conditions. Simile, extremely crowded conditions. Example, passengers complained about the sardine-like conditions on the overcrowded flight. To be at capacity, to be full to the maximum limit. Example, the popular museum was at capacity and they had to turn away late arrivals. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I recommend the following to achieve a high score in the speaking test. Practice regularly. Familiarize yourself with common topics and practice describing various scenarios. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use a wide range of words and phrases related to crowds and places. Use idiomatic expressions. Incorporate natural-sounding idioms and collocations in your responses. Develop your ideas. Don't just list facts. Explain your thoughts and feelings in detail. Maintain fluency. Speak at a natural pace, using appropriate linking words to connect your ideas smoothly. Work on pronunciation. Pay attention to stress, intonation, and individual sounds to enhance your clarity. Stay on topic. Ensure your answers are relevant to the questions asked. Be authentic. Share genuine experiences and opinions rather than memorized responses. By following these tips and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle any question about crowded places in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to express yourself clearly. Use a variety of language, and provide detailed, relevant responses. For more practice on describing places, you might find it helpful to read about how to describe a place that left a lasting impression, or how to talk about a place where you like to swim. These resources can provide additional vocabulary and structures to enhance your speaking skills.